Well, it's getting down to the wire, people. The end of the holiday shopping season is closing in on us, and I have Dean and Jen Tudor, two Park City locals who own the store called Indigo Highway. They have beautiful things in their store, but I personally love their candle line, and I think a lot of people do too, based on how many meals they've been able to donate by selling this candle. So for every candle you buy in Indigo Highway, they donate 10 meals to World Central Kitchen. The journey from getting to zero meals to 100,000 plus meals has been pretty cool. So let's hear their story, and happy holidays, everybody. So happy to see you both.
Of course,
you are the purveyors, owners, creators, founders of one of the favorite stores in Park City, Indigo Highway. And I've always been so excited to buy your candles. They are the best smelling candles. And I wanted to focus on that a little bit and talk about what these candles have done, how you've given back to the community, whether it's Utah Food Bank or World Central Kitchen. And what made you decide to do it?
Originally, when we created the line and wanted to do it under the brand Indigo Highway, wanted to do something also for the community. The last few years, we've been very proud to say the Utah Food Bank and or the World Central Kitchen have been partners of ours in giving back.
And we do it on the diffusers and the room sprays and all of that, too.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay. I wasn't sure. It says on the top of the candle, it's 10 meals per candle. And is that still the case?
It is. But that's about to change, and because of the economic landscape changing so much, originally at the Utah Food Bank, for every dollar given back, it was 10 meals. Now it's down to 3. So if that tells you anything about how far your dollar's going and groceries or et cetera, it's a big change. Around the time of COVID, we really started doing it in earnest. I mean, we were giving back a lot every month. But it was, based on every candle sold, we gave back a percentage of that. We loved watching, 10,000 meals, and then we got to 25,000 meals, 50,000 meals, and it was just an amazing thing.
I think by 2022, it was 88,000 meals already.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's Utah Food Bank at the time?
Yes. At the time.
Okay, Wow.
But, and it's changing fast.
I know. So currently we are redesigning our dust covers.
Okay.
So it will say gives back to those in need.
Yeah.
Because it keeps changing every month because all of these ingredients people are using, especially World Central Kitchen, they give nutritional meals. All of those are going up. All the price of all those ingredients are kind of shooting through the roof a little bit. So,
We're trying not to raise the price of our candles to accommodate that. I mean, right now it's great. And we transitioned, though, I should say, from the Utah Food Bank to the World Central Kitchen when the war in Ukraine happened. Most of that was based on how fast they mobilize, faster than any other organization on earth, in our opinion, to any disaster. And those guys are there the next day cooking meals.
Yeah, who's the chef again?
Jose Andres.
Yeah, Jose Andres, I remember when Tom's, a shoe company, came out? I feel like they were the first people to go buy a pair of shoes and we'll donate a pair of shoes, And it was such a great business model because you really feel like, I'm doing something good and also giving something to myself. Which, who doesn't like to do that?
There was a short time when we first started that we were giving back to the national parks.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, everything started changing with how they were funding the parks and how they were going to take care of the parks. And we thought, maybe we pivot to something that's a little more on point.
Yeah.
And that happened to be
around the time COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn on the news and you see lines of cars, not only for COVID tests, waiting on meals, waiting to get into a food bank and get there. Oh my gosh, I mean, it's heartbreaking. So we're doing something more meaningful now.
Yeah.
And we switched immediately.
When did you guys open the store?
2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
September 9th, 2016, my mom's birthday.
Oh. I know you're both from Los Angeles and in the entertainment industry, right? Is that where
we moved here from there in doing so, and we had been there for a long time, but we both actually grew up in Tennessee.
Oh.
We went to school together. Yeah, grew up together. It was amazing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You grew up together?
We did.
Growing up.
We dated in high school.
What?
It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Just a few years ago.
just a few.
And so has it been a good experience being a business owner here in Park City?
Such a wonderful community. I mean, we wouldn't still be doing it if it wasn't as wonderful as it is.
Yeah.
We get to meet, like you, the most amazing people and be part of their lives. And you develop these relationships that are meaningful just from someone that you meet in the store.
Yeah.
And we see the kids that worked for us go to college, and then they get married, and then they have babies, and all of that in this, you know, 10-year period. And it's just been...
It's been a whirlwind. A joy.
Well, you were the first. I wasn't. I came here in 2017, so I wasn't here when you opened. But it feels like it was an unusual and singular door and concept at the time.
And we began coming here in 1990, shooting Karl Malone commercials, in-store videos, and things like that.
Really?
And it introduced us to Utah, and we fell in love with it, of course. Mm-hmm. And then other shoots, you know, in the entertainment industry would come up, and we would go on location in southern Utah, and then we got introduced to that, and it was like, holy moly, this is a place we need to get to.
And so how many meals have you donated?
It's probably in the neighborhood of 125,000 meals now, total given.
That's incredible. I just think it's fantastic. So tell me how you figured out that you could have you had a good smell, a good nose. And was it something you always wanted to do and put together these amazing scents? And
no.
How did you come to think of it?
In shopping for the store, and you meet all these makers, and you see what's out there, and we just kind of felt like there wasn't anything that really represented the smells that we have here. Like, it's so different being in the mountains and being in the city or being, you know, in the country. It's just completely different. It's got its own unique flavor.
Yeah.
So we started dialing into that. And what would it smell like if we created the perfect Park City candle?
Yeah. Pine.
The pine was the first one, wasn't it?
Pine was the first.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't tell you how many of these I've bought. It's just been like, you're not going to give away your formula, obviously, but what's the main ingredient? Or
so you have fir, you have palm. We ended up throwing just a little bit. There's some resins in there. We ended up throwing just a little bit of citrus for the Park City number one, which is our favorite, because we felt like the sunshine added like this bright factor, that it couldn't just be the dense smell of the forest. It had to have some middle note, a hard note that has some sort of zest to it.
Yeah.
So.
And you go into a lab with someone that's,
we
is
do.
That how it works?
We work with a master perfumer, and that's incredibly hard to learn all of that. Oh. So much knowledge, and it takes so long to train your nose. Like I was telling you earlier, we were just in Grasse, France, which is like the hub of all things perfume, because we're expanding like a little sister brand. So we're going to be doing some functional fragrance, but things to help you calm your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work with the master perfumers there. We worked with like 5 or 6 different master perfumers while we were there, and it's just constant. You just learn, and you can't smell too much in one day because you'll burn out your
olfactory glands.
Yeah. That's really,
it's really a weird thing.
Do you think it's like an instinct that you just have? Or, you know, not everyone can do. I guess it's like a sommelier. You know, you either have the ability to separate the notes or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you add to the holiday candle?
So the holiday candle has a little bit more of the spices in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has more of like the cinnamon and clove undertones. So bringing that with the pine, which is kind of festive and holiday because you add that to your tree.
You know, they formulated many different candles that we no longer carry.
Like which one? Campfire? No.
Oh my. Well, Campfire was one
because
it has such a smoky scent.
Yeah.
Not everybody's, you know, has that kind of preference. We loved it.
The Park City candle is the best. It just is. It just is the best candle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Park
just
City number one.
It's aptly named.
That's right. And it's the smells of our town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you guys gearing up for the final week of holiday shopping? You got those candles front and center.
Yeah, and we have such a wonderful group of women there that we all really love that time of year.
Yeah.
Because it's frenetic and fun and crazy, and there's pine needles everywhere, and Christmas music is blaring, and we're all just kind of on energy, amped up, you know? Wrap this, run that, catch that.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Fun.
No, you've got a great staff.
There's a couple of other give backs that we have in the shop. Hats, you know, give back to One Tree Planted and things like that. For the most part, the big give back that we have, our biggest give back, is the candle line.
Well, that is just the perfect way to end the spirit of giving season story, because it is really about giving back and seeing that you guys have been able to do it in such a generous and wonderful way. And I get to my house gets to smell good, too.
But we're lucky to be able to do it because we have such a wonderful community that supports it. People here like to shop local and support local. So without them, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
So thank you, Park City.
Yay, Park City. Yep. We love Park City.
Yes,
Park
City. We do.
Now we just need some snow. That's it.
It's time.
It's time.
Let's do a snow dance.
Let's do a snow dance. I know. All of us. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Andrea Buchanan with KPCW's Community Campfire.